Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm pretty excited about another year. I'm pretty excited about getting 1 year behind me and looking forward to a new year. Isn't it great the way we mark our years by? I mean, think about this. Think about an arbitrary thing humans have done. Some of the innovative things that we've done, but are impressive and very exciting and helpful. But think about the calendar. Think about the person who thought about creating a calendar, and then we have this thing where we call it the New Year's Day, where we sort of put things behind us that it was good or bad, we put it behind us, and then it's like we get redeemed for a whole new year. We got a whole new fresh clean slate to start over again with. And we do it in business. We can do it in a lot of ways. We do it with ourselves. We start out with New Year's resolutions, and one of my New Year's resolutions is to spend more time talking to Robert Dylan Schneider. Bob Dylan Schneider is one of the smartest guys I know, and I'm glad to say he's my friend. I'm glad to say he's a member of our Brain Trust. I'm glad to say that he's available. He makes himself available to you by being on our show from time to time. He's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them all in here. The new one is called Power and Influence, but you also know him as the author of A Time for Heroes and also Moses CEO and several others. He is the founder of the Dylan Schneider Group out of New York City and Chicago. And as I said, he's our good friend, Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back to the show and Happy New Year.
Jim, Happy New Year. What a great honor it is to be on the show. And thanks so much. And the fact that you've been named one of the top talk show hosts in the country is really a great privilege to be with you.
I appreciate that. I think it was a slow year maybe when they did that. But Bob, isn't it cool the way we mark our lives, the way we put parameters around our lives, and we have this new year. We even give it a new name, 2008. And it's like if you had a great year in 2007, you're excited about the next year. And if you didn't have such a great year last year, it's like you can be redeemed and start out with a clean slate for 08. Isn't that a cool thing, the way we do that?
We've just turned the page, and it's a rite of passage, and we're on to something new. And I hope that you, Jim, and all your listeners have the best 2008 you could possibly have.
You know, when I look around at what's happening to us right now, Bob, in the world, all the different things going on, you know, we still know that we live in a dangerous world. There's still a lot of crazy wackos, evil people out there, but there's so many wonderful people. There's so many people creating innovation. There's so many people taking advantage of all those innovations, and we got democracies trying to jump out, you know, pop up all over the place. We got old democracies that are still operating, you know, basically pretty well. I keep thinking about that Chinese curse, Bob. May you live in interesting times.
Well, we are in interesting times. I said to my family last night at our New Year's Eve dinner that we are so blessed to be here in America because there's so much difficulty around the world. And for all the challenges we have in this country, for all the problems we have, for all the things that are brought up that have to get corrected, this is still a great place to live, and we're very lucky people.
And Bob, when I look at things like what happened this last week in Pakistan, what a great global leader, what a courageous person Bhutto was. And when I think about what happened in Pakistan last week, you know, I think about the Pakistanis, and, you know, so many people in Pakistan and other countries like that want freedom. They want to have their version of what we have. Do you think do we have an obligation to help them with that, Bob?
We do, and Pakistan is a critical part of the world for all kinds of reasons. I mean, the population is huge. It's going to be one of the biggest countries in the world over the next 20 years. Its relationship to India is absolutely critical. Its relationship to Russia and all of the different stands is fundamental. So, yes, we have a very important role there. And now we have to find ways, I think, to I knew Mrs. Budo a little bit. We have to find ways to prop up Mr. Musharraf and help him a little bit. And the question is, what comes after him?
Well, you know, I know Musharraf is a flawed individual, but you know, we've had presidents who were kind of flawed individuals too, and yet we live to fight another day. But Pakistan has suddenly become more critical than Iran or Iraq or North Korea, hasn't it? Or Afghanistan even.
Pakistan is a tinderbox. It's a place that can go one way or the other and could go very fast. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda realize this. We need to realize it. We need to be there and be very active.
Americans, I think, need to not be naive about our obligation. Some people call it nation building. I call it obligation. I call it agape love. I think we need to, in America, we need to be prepared to help other budding, other growing democracies find their way in the world. I think they deserve our help. Quick break, 20 till. Happy New Year.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. We're visiting with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the author of the new book, Power and Influence, The Rules of Change. Bob, talk to us about this with regard to as we transition out of 07 into 08 in the new millennium, how have power and influence changed?
Well, it's really very simple, and there are great opportunities now for older men and women. By older, I mean over 40.
Like me.
The last 20 years, we've all heard about how the kids under 40 have been making a lot of headway, and they have. But right now, if older men and women over 40 figure out a way to use technology, and it's not that hard, they can apply the talents they've won in schools in how to make arguments and how to be persuasive and be much more effective than young people. So there's a great future for young people today.
Well, Bob, the one thing that I'd like to see, older people, folks who are a little bit longer in the tooth like me, one of the things I'd like to see them do is not sort of surrender the technology world to the young people. I mean, the young people they're digital natives. Technology is second nature to them. But I think there's some humanity that people my age, Bob, can add to the world of technology and to the applications of technology. I keep thinking about what Nesbitt said 25, 30 years ago. He said, "Yeah, we'll have high tech, but we'll still want high touch."
That's exactly right. Nesbitt was right, and you can see it right now in the campaign in Iowa, which is going to take place in just a couple of days. There's a lot of high touch going on right now, and the high touch is being pretty effective. That's one of the reasons Huckabee has made the success he's had. It's one of the reasons Obama has been successful against Mrs. Clinton.
I predicted about a month ago that this is going to be the most interesting presidential campaign of my lifetime. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's fascinating. I wish we had a clear leader that emerged like Dwight Eisenhower or FDR or even Richard Nixon or Ronald Reagan, but we don't have that person right now.
Why do you want that? What's wrong with the process playing out the way it is?
Well, I'm happy to have it play out the way it is, but because it's a good thing. It's an American thing. It's democratic. We've got a lot of people that are trying to win the affection of the voters, but we need to have somebody at some point emerge and give
people a sense of hope. But isn't that going to happen over the next 30 days or so, Bob?
I'm praying. My son, Jeffrey... gave me a kneeler for Christmas to atone for my sins. And I'm getting down in that kneeler and saying, I hope so.
Well, you know, seriously, I mean, I think there should be, that it could be therapeutic, Bob, to go through a process of a month or 4 to 6 weeks or so where we fight it out and all these ideas get out there and we found out about people. Isn't that better, Bob, than anointing someone early on?
Yes, it is, because we have a chance to really discuss ideas and what's behind ideas and whether or not we really like the ideas. We need to know what's going to happen in healthcare. We need to know what's going to happen in the insurance field. We need to know what's going to happen for older senior people. All these are big ideas.
The things that I fear, Bob, right now, I don't fear one party over another, but I do fear ideas that are contrary to the free market system. I worry about those kinds of influences. And what do you think, Bob? What are you concerned about that?
I am concerned about that. I'm also concerned about the position we're going to be taking overseas. We talked about Pakistan just before the break. And we've got huge, huge things we have to do in different parts of the world to be successful and stay in the position we currently enjoy.
We can't sit back here behind our borders and let the world happen just as it wants to, Bob, can it? I mean, we have to play in that arena, don't we?
We've got to be out there. And I think around May or June, Jim, one of the things I'm going to try to do with whoever the next president of the United States is go to that person and say, I don't want a job in government, but I would like to help you find a way to improve our image around the world, because we urgently need to do that.
Bob, let me ask you the question, this image thing. How much of our image has been tattered because of what we've done, and how much of it has been tattered because of bad press and because of jealousy? There's a lot of jealousy of the United States around the world right now.
Well, there is a lot of jealousy because our economy is so much more successful than every other economy. And we have really not done much to develop a good press, and there are an awful lot of good stories out there. I mean, a lot of the technology that's coming out of the shoot these days is not coming from India. It's coming from the West Coast of the United States.
Exactly. That's my
point. And we need to tell that story.
I agree with you, and so what you're saying is you're not necessarily saying, well, I take your point, because when I talk to people overseas, when Clinton was president, they had misconceptions about how the reality of things.
Oh, no question. I mean,
they were getting CNN news.
If you get sick in the world, you should come to America to get better, because the health care in the United States, despite our challenges to it, is as good as it could possibly be right now.
Well,
there are all kinds of things like that.
Well, there are a lot of things, we now know, you know, what irritates me about this reputation thing is we now know the reason the French didn't support us in Iraq was because of the oil for food scandal.
That's right, exactly.
And the Germans and the Russians.
That's exactly.
You know,
right.
So why don't those guys have bad press because they weren't world leaders? You know, they didn't step up to the plate. They were actually involved in a graft situation. Bob, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I'm going to get Bob to give us some thoughts about what he thinks is going to happen in 08. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. Robert L. Dylan Schneider, the author of Power and Influence, an outstanding book, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my good friend Bob Dylan Schneider, Robert L. Dylan Schneider, the author of Power and Influence. And if you can find it, I'm sure it may still be out there, A Time for Heroes. And, of course, Bob's got a lot of other books out there, but the new ones are Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, and also A Time for Heroes, the one right behind that one. So find those wherever books are sold and check them out. I know you'll like them. Bob, as we head off into 2008, what do you think we're going to see? Let's leave the presidential stuff alone for a minute, because who knows what's going to happen there. But in terms of the economy, are you bullish or bearish on the economy?
I think the economy is going to be okay in 2008. I don't think it's going to be a negative economy. I think that people are going to pick themselves up by their bootstraps in this country, and the economy is going to be okay. You've got to be a little bit careful, but the banks are going to find their way out of the challenges that they're experienced at the end of 2007.
That they've gotten themselves into.
They got themselves into, but they're going to find a way out. I think Wall Street is going to do just okay in 2008. I think you're going to find that a lot of small business people are going to come up with innovative ideas and thoughts that will drive their can forward. So I think 2008 is going to be an okay year.
One of the things that bothers me, Bob, is when the talking heads in the mainstream media make it sound like whatever happens to Wall Street is what's happening to the economy. As if 55% of the economy were not created by small business owners, and 70% of all employees weren't paid by small business owners. Like small business, like Main Street, Bob, doesn't even exist when they talk about Wall Street. I think that's a mistake.
Wall Street is pushing around paper. Main Street, small business, is pushing around goods and services.
Exactly.
I'll take goods and services any day.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a long time, Bob. Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street, isn't it?
There's no question about that. Wall Street wouldn't exist without Main Street.
Bingo. Thank you. And you know, they can't do anything until you or I make a sale.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly how all the big banks persevere and succeed. And that's going to be really the savior of Wall Street, will be the effectiveness of Main Street this coming year.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's one of my predictions for 08, is that small business will lead this economy out of whatever doldrums it's in. It won't be Wall Street.
I think one of the other things going to happen this year, Jim, is we're going to find some real heroes emerging. Not necessarily political heroes, but heroes that will come out of Iraq, heroes that will come out of business, heroes that will come out of a whole variety of different parts of the United States. I think the country is ripe for that right now.
Well, and do you think we'll listen? Do you think when those heroes emerge, will we hear about those guys, or will we hear more about Britney Spears?
We're going to hear a lot about Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan.
Deliver
and
me from that.
We are, but you're dead right. But I think that blogs and other forms of internet communications are going to give us an opportunity to hear more about those heroes, and sooner or later the press will catch on.
Well, is the press becoming less relevant because of, you talked about blogs and because of their fascination with inanity, like the Spears sisters or whatever, or Paris Hilton or whatever, is the mainstream media really becoming less relevant every year?
I don't think we really pay that much attention any longer. I think every listener on the show said to themselves, "What did I see on the front page of the paper 2 days ago?" They'd have a hard time saying what it was.
Yeah. People are getting their news differently these days, aren't they?
They're getting their news differently, and they're forming ideas differently, and it's important to understand that. And
isn't that why we don't have an anointed presidential candidate for either party right now?
That's one of the main reasons. Yes, it is. It's a free and open and wild race, and may the best person win as we come down to the end of it.
And Bob, isn't that true democracy? Didn't you just define the beauty of democracy?
Yes, we have now 7 or 8, maybe 10 candidates out there, and they're all rushing, and that's what democracy is all about, choice and opinion. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, and even the people who know they're not going to win also know that they can influence, as you say in your book, Power and Influence. They may not have the power, but they do have the influence.
Well, Huckabee came from no place, I mean, absolutely no place, and he's now the front runner in Iowa. In a couple of days, we're going to see if that holds. And it's going to be fascinating to see how people like John McCain, who's been in the race for, 15 years, plays out.
Bob, one of my blessings in my life is having you as my friend. Thank you for being here as a member of our Brain Trust and as being our friend. And let's have a great 2008 together.
What a great privilege to be on the show to start the year. Thank you very much, Jim.
All the best to your family.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah. Bob Dillenstatter, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Power and Influence. You got to check that book out. I promise you, you'll like it. I got to go for this hour, but I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2008.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.